I would like to extemporize on two initiatives that are of particular interest to me. One is the Transporter Immigrant Tool. The other one is the Autonomous School in Zurich. These are both initiatives where activists in some way or the other actually bring relief to people. It's they also, of course, have sort of online platforms of different ways, but it goes very much beyond that. And the Transporter Immigrant Tool is a art project of the University of San Diego, and it's sold as an art project. And the interesting thing there is that it is an actual, how should I say, a relief to the immigrants from Mexico that try to get into Arizona. That is embedded in a theoretical and artistic discourse also. But what they do is they developed software for cheap cell phones that can be bought in Mexico that are GPS equipped. And someone would drop off water stations in the desert, because most people that die trying to cross the border die because they don't have enough water, or they drink the water too quickly that they bring along. And this tool, this GPS tool cell phone, would direct people to the places where they can find water, so that at least when they cross the border, they don't die for lack of water. The other thing is the Autonomous School in Zurich, which is a very interesting place that the state does not provide German courses for illegal immigrants. And the Autonomous School has decided on a volunteer basis to offer courses to such illegal immigrants. And this, strangely enough, is illegal itself. Or maybe that's not even so strange. And it's I think they're doing a very good job with that. And I'm very impressed with their being able to teach 100 students about every week. And it's also impressive because what they do, what's going on there is in a squat. So there's the constant danger of being evicted by the police or being evicted by the person who owns the building. And I've worked at the Autonomous School myself, but more like teaching seminars on philosophy. But I would very much like to honor their work and also the work of the Transporter Immigrant Tool people in this setting here. Wilhelm Flusser, the sort of the Czech philosopher, communication philosopher, has this idea that
I would like to extemporize on two initiatives
that mass media that are fascist. And the reason why he
one
says
is the
that
Transporter
is
Immigrant Tool, the other one is
one dimensional
in Zurich.
Nature
These are
of
both
how mass media
where activists
convey
in some
something.
Way or the other actually bring relief to people.
He argues it's that from an etymological
also, of course,
point of view, Fasces means
platforms of
the, well,
ways.
In Germany it would be the
but
Bündel,
it is,
the Routenbündel.
It goes very much beyond
so this,
that. And the Transporter Immigrant Tool,
this thing that I'm lacking the word of
a
right now, but it's
art project.
It's sort of this
University
one
of
directional,
and it's sold as an art project.
Symbolism of
the
of the fascism.
There is
so
that
it's
it is an actual.
The problem, though. Maybe when we label, you know, he has
well,
a very good point, but when we label
the,
mass media as fascist,
to the
this could also
Mexico
lead
that tried to get into
to,
Arizona. That is
to us underestimating the, you know, the atrocities of fascism.
Software
and
for
there are certain atrocities with
Mexico
the mass media, and
equipped.
I would,
and someone
in many
would
instances,
drop off water stations
it is worthwhile
in the
to
desert because most
to see
people that die
in which way
they,
these two are related. Sort of the idea of
water,
like top-down
to
information
along.
Transmission,
and
where you don't have the possibility
tool, this GPS
to
tool,
talk back.
Cell phone would direct people to.
And I've used this notion too
water,
to talk
so
about advertising,
at least when they cross the border, they don't
because
die.
Advertising, of course, in many
for
instances
lack of water.
Is a
the
mass
thing is the
medium
Autonomous
too,
School in Zurich, which
that
is
embedded in a very strong power structure in a power game where commercial entities
German courses for illegal
speak to you without being able to listen to you.
the autonomous school has decided on a volunteer basis to offer
Of course, the same case, especially with radio, with TV, so with broadcasting media.
Strangely enough,
they enter your house, they enter your home, they enter your brain.
So strange. And
it's not like there's a two-way flow of information or a two-way flow of communication. And
they're
thus
able to teach.
They only provide information and
every week,
therefore elude the possibility of producing communication.
Because
communication has
so just the constant danger of
sort of the idea of a community also and something communal and a back and forth
person who owns the building, different forces between different actors. And I've worked at the autonomous school myself.
Information, however, is
like
just
teaching
seminars. We'll talk about that some other time too.
But
it's more
like
providing something
their work
without
and
the
also the work
necessity
of the
to provide the infrastructure
in,
to make it a two-way flow of information.
There's a
fascination in today's
has
discourse.
Idea
or that it has
like
been that fascination ever since the 90s,
I guess,
until Clinton
mass media
developed this idea of the information superhighway with free communication. This probably goes back much further. We can see it in many constitutions of many countries that information should be free, that communication especially should be free.
From an etymological
point
of view,
free speech, all this, this is the basis of many
Germany
democratic,
the,
or maybe even all democratic countries.
So this, the transporter immigrant tool.
Now, the question remains
the word of
right now, but how free communication really is.
Directional. And it's
there were,
which
was witnessed, for instance, the Arabic Spring, and there was a lot of fascination there too in mass media with so-called social networks, and with demonstrators that would be able to upload pictures
to us,
be able to report in real time from these demonstrations, and a lot of people believe that this was what was also instrumental in overturning some of the dictatorial regimes there. Again, the question remains, like, how free is it really? And I can only speak for my own country, for Switzerland, where
information transmission
you can pretty much in every home you can get a landline. Everyone seems to have a cell phone these days, or one of these fancy devices that even allow you to access the internet.
The autonomous school in Zurich, which
that
is
however,
in
just,
strong power structure,
just to get landline access, you spend like $75 a month to get landline access plus internet. If you want one of those brand name products for mobile devices, you might spend another $100, $200, $300
enter your home, they enter your brain. So strange.
In the end, I believe that
not like there's a two-way
what happened
flow of
in maybe in those countries where the uprisings took place
and
this spring,
able to teach
they only provide information and the elites therefore
to
use all these tools
possibilities
because there's so much cost involved
in
communication.
Because communication has,
and
so
I don't know how much it costs
sort of
there to participate
of
in that
also
at all,
something communal,
but it certainly is not free. I mean,
different
maybe,
and actors,
and that's the same in Switzerland, that is supposedly
the
information,
country.
However,
it's
just
teaching,
I guess,
we'll talk about
and
that some other time too.
Maybe it's different
more like
there, because they don't have probably free communication written down in the constitutions in
the
first place, but we should not forget
to
always think about of information. How free is information and communication really? Maybe a year ago, I met
a
couple of people in squad, and we wanted to occupy a building. The idea was to
develop
occupy this building
mission
superhighway in most squads to sort of
free communication,
create and a
space.
Goes back much further. We can see it in many
space
that would allow for of more free expression of
that
idea of free communication,
culture,
accommodating so people. free speech, all this outside of an economic paradigm,
maybe even
all this sort of non-economic space.
The transborder immigrant tool.
And the question remains, the word of this was the first now, time I participated in something like that in sort of the planning which was witness of an occupation of a squat. And I was struck there, and there was a lot of that fascination there too, and paranoia that was going around all the so-called social.
Not only did we have to turn off the cell phones,
but the cell phones had to be left outside the door. And that happened also in a different squat that was attempted to report the problem there. In the end, from it out to be that someone stole
and
all
a lot of people
believe
that this was what was also instrumental.
And
in
but now, some of the when I think about that now, and I think back to that, I can see there's a
again,
point
the question remains like how free
that whole paranoia.
Can only speak,
and even though it's not very
my own country, for
it's not a very big thing to occupy a building. We're not talking here about hacking computers. We're not talking
home,
which is apparently a very
landline,
offense, murder of people, or storming prisons,
fancy devices that even allow you to access.
But still, it's probably this. However, it's gathering of information or the all these possible means of information and communication that can in theoretically be listened to
one of
by brand name products
for
some
mobile devices,
authorities,
you
some
spend
intelligence
media, 100
bureaus.
Enter your house, enter your home,
once all this information is brought together from different channels,
and
I believe that you know you can make what happen and put together puzzles of countries that might not be correct, but the puzzles that it brings,
they only
provide the court, the elite, enough information to convict someone,
or someone
we've seen this involved, also in Eastern Germany, and
I don't know
how much it costs
sort of there
to participate. We don't see much of that in Western countries,
because
it's probably pretty well disguised.
Maybe,
but so today I would probably put it, evaluate sort of that paranoia experience there in a different way. And maybe it's different there, because they don't have probably free communication written down in the constitutions in the first place, but we should not forget
to
always think about
the flow of information.
How free is information and communication really?
Maybe a year ago,
I met
sort of a couple of people in squad.
Whenever we deal with all these issues
that
I'm talking about, the idea was to make me upset about certain sort of inequality, certain things. A lot of it can be traced down to responsibility. Who is responsible
for
something?
More free
and responsibility always is
communication.
Of course, also the ability to respond.
People.
And in today's world that is increasingly, or not increasingly, that's pretty much
totally economic space,
commercialized, and the
and
economic paradigms that rule much of time and
politics,
much of today's social life,
which is witness
of an occupation
of
we always have behind that,
and I was
organizations,
can be
paranoia, commercial entities, corporations,
not only
even
small
cell
phones.
It can be
the
governments
left,
but there are always organizations.
And that happens
once often when talking about the problem there, responsibility
turned out to be that someone stole
is that
all
the organizations are not only tend to, but are made to divide up responsibility between different people.
Again, the question remains.
And what happens is that this is never then,
even though
it does never end up as shared
responsibility,
it's not a multiplication.
We're not talking here about
responsibility
between
different
actors,
different
participants,
murder of people.
But it is always
a dissolution of responsibility. And I believe this is at the core of much of today's problems.
Because
whatever happens,
gathering
whatever inequality
or
the
all these possible
means,
you
will
never
find someone who
has
can directly listen to
for
the
brand name
product. The idea told someone responsible for that has, I guess, a lot to do also with Western thinking with vengeance. We want to see someone punished for wrongdoing. But
I think we should go further than that and just bring the only problem, you know, think about how we as human beings are responsible for seeing we are and we have an ability to respond in a community,
how much it costs.
And these organizations, in many organizations, and largely growth more than is the case,
maybe
are not receptive to a response from the ones they talk to. Again, we're probably in a different way.
Sort of this idea of
maybe it's different
information versus communication,
probably free
and
two-way versus one-way systems,
not forget make it
and
always think
responsibility
has
dissolved
information and communication, really.
A lot of
maybe a year ago, I met
the things I'm also thinking
when
about is
deal with all these
well information
that
I talked about communication before, but communication versus information. And one thing that still gives me a hard time is to think of what
a lot of it
information
trace down to
responsibility.
Who is responsible for something?
And some people, I mean, there are those
also the ability,
information technology. Replies to that computer science
into this world that is increasingly
I guess information is a unit
totally
of
commercialized
well,
and
of information I could say
not
so it's probably
this
rule much of fights its own tail
it's
much of the social life in itself
of
closed system
we always have behind that
of the organizations but then when we think about it in more human recognizable terms than information
government
left is
but there are always organizations
and that
have
and
also
maybe something
when talking about
the problem we can it's a unit of something
organizations
that we can make sense
not only tend to but are made
to a way to relate to the world
divide up into
responsibility world relates to us
again question remains
and what happens is that this never then
does
never end up the information density is also then the next question. I mean, which is differently anticipated. Well, it's a hard question, and I really don't have the answers.
But it is always
a
solution to
responsibility. And I believe this information is some way to relate to the world, then we can see how some things are not so important anymore. So all of a sudden we have this issue of importance to our own lives.
You can directly hold you want to for the brand name
and a lot of people or a lot of, again, commercial entities claim that, for instance, outdoor advertising or all kinds of advertising is sort of information
and
should be protected under
punished for
constitutional free information.
I think we should go further than that and just
but if the information really is only about new toothpaste or new shampoo or something, then the value of that information very quickly goes toward zero, because most people already have
a
menu and a shampoo or largely grow
more than is the case, maybe
are not. So I think it's really, we need to find new concepts for information to take care of all the claims that advertisers, for instance, make, and all the claims for certain right to inform people and drown out voices that are really much more important.
Has dissolved information and communication, really.
A lot of
maybe a year ago,
maybe a week or two ago, the founder of Apple or one of the
well
information that Steve Jobs
communication
died,
but
he passed away
versus
information. And one thing that still, I did not follow much of the media, but it seemed to me that
a lot of
the tenor was that it was a great loss to everyone.
And
some people, I mean, do feel that the voices were underrepresented.
Technology.
that actually talked about what Apple or I guess you know from other companies too in that sector. There was this fascination or this euphoria about computer technology, about free flow of virtual information, and no one really seemed to be talking about that when these problems need to be manufactured. And a lot of these products, electronic products, electronic gadgets that we're so proud of, and maybe something they are manufactured in countries that have
a unit of
really something poor that working conditions by workers who you know who maybe earn 12 cents an hour and are exploited so just for the enjoyment of our products of consumer electronics. I mean, and when I thought about that, it also occurred to me that maybe we see something different with the porn industry,
the whole internet porn industry, some way to relate to the world.
Where it's become a big thing, and everyone, or at least most males, probably look at this porn, they jerk off to it, and very little thought is given to who is actually starring a lot of people in those movies. What are the conditions that, for instance, that these women that made these women participate in something like that?
And should be protected.
And very little thought is given to who, to all the forces that try to bring relief,
but if the information really is
also to exploitations in that area,
because a lot of organizations that information
quickly probably try to take care of or work for the right zero.
Prostitutes work for the right
of models, of photo models, of film models, and all we do is we look at the porn.
We need to find new concepts. Masturbate
to it, and we somehow get care of that,
of all the claims,
and we totally forget that there are actual people, real people,
and all the time all of us
have one right to inform people and drown out voices that are really much more important.
Have resolved information and communication, really.
A lot of
maybe a week.
We are all happily participating in collecting information with mobile devices, with digital cameras, and with
I did not follow much of the media, but it
seems
to me that
a lot of its tenor was that it was a great loss to everyone. One could talk about community-based surveillance,
and for a long time, I mean,
I do feel that the voices might be underrepresented. This would not actually talked about what that this would not lead to a control state. Was that if everyone collects information, if everyone puts information out there,
there was this fascination or this
worry about computer technology, such a huge amount of information flow of it would be very difficult for any intelligence agencies, any control mechanisms to get an overview, to get an idea of what is really out there to be able to track it and to put one together from different sources,
manufactured in countries.
Just the sheer amount of information, massive, unbelievably massive amount of information. Now, I have also here, I'm starting to change my ideas about that, because the rise of, as computer power, computing power grows much more, much faster, and much more potent, and algorithms get, or self-learning algorithms get also much more finely attuned. I think this entropic or information
most males
is sort of being caught up by
and very little thought is given to urban mechanisms
by automated mechanisms.
What are the conditions that
we don't need someone behind the program to look at it?
A lot of things
or face recognition is also one of the things that can be done by a computer.
Bring relief, but
if so the computer also can absorb lots of a great amount of information and filter it down, and then in the end just produce something that a human being can look at in the end and put together the things that we have not been able to put together with artificial intelligence. So I believe we are headed there for something very dangerous potentially.
And we totally forget that there are actual people, real people, and all the time all of us have one right to inform people and drown out voices that are really much more important.
Has resolved information and communication really.
A lot of
yesterday I developed this idea that I cannot substantiate yet,
and maybe I will not be able to, that digital cameras and what I call community-based surveillance
I did not follow much of the media,
also produces the obedient citizen.
What we have seen is that
one could talk about in the Wall Street protest,
any kind of protest nowadays,
is that the widespread dissemination or
this will not lead to a control state,
mobile devices,
was that to
can everyone in the health
to protect against the police violence.
Because
if there are 1,000 people around and the cop
is a demonstrator,
there are potentially 1,000 cameras that can
be very careful
for any
and make it easier for the authorities
for the control mechanism
to later on assess what went on.
To get an idea of what is really out there.
Now the downside to that is also that everyone participates
when everyone participates feeling this
gathering of information,
just
that potentially some activists are excluded from taking action because they know very well if they go to a square to demonstrate against something,
I have also here
they will be filmed.
My ideas about that,
and they will not only be filmed by the somewhat predictable authorities
or the
as computer,
but also by anyone.
Maybe
much more.
I'm maybe a little too young to know this, but maybe in the old days, one
was
told
and
can I take a picture of you,
get
or self
and algorithm,
get permission to take a picture
much more finely.
And nowadays,
since everyone is constantly making
any tropic,
this permission need not be asked anymore,
or it's not,
it's sort of caught up.
Usually, don't do it
by
and
a lot of those, especially urban mechanisms.
Called
by
paranoid
activists,
but those are probably the most radical activists.
We don't need
I have
someone
a feeling that due to
this
community-based
surveillance,
a lot of things
start to think it's
very much excluded from
taking
direct action.
So the computer
can absorb lots of
at the same time as we
as this produces
the obedient cop, the obedient police officer,
maybe
something afraid that someone might
be revealed.
It also could produce the obedient citizen,
and I saw that not, for instance,
in Zurich at the Occupy
Protest.
So I believe where
we are headed there,
where the protest something just
left dangerous
when the cops asked them to
and moved elsewhere.
And maybe that has something to do with that community-based surveillance.
And drown out voices that are really much more important.
Has resolved. Information and communication, really.
A lot of maybe a
year ago. So I've mentioned this to you that I also from myself came up with yesterday. Other people may have used it before. The community-based surveillance,
digital cameras,
and whereas in the old
spread
all blocks between east and west,
the obedience,
and even now, especially well, some countries are worse for that. You have to surveillance by state. By state video surveillance,
widespread transformation,
or widespread in public squares, and
that this will not lead to
always believe to be a safety measure because people will refrain from becoming violent. We see nowadays that people are constantly taking videos, especially when there are demonstrations and manifestations, when there's a large gathering of people. And when I went to Wall Street to see the protests, when I went here in Philadelphia to check out the Occupy Philly thing, it really seemed to me that pretty much every person was carrying a camera, a digital camera. Some people were carrying video cameras, very few people were carrying audio recording devices. So everyone becomes a reporter. And when everyone becomes a reporter, that also means that everyone is somewhere on a picture. And I took for instance a video at the Zuccotti Park of Geraldo Rivera being shouted down by protesters, and I thought, oh, this is so cool, I was in the middle of something going on, and then maybe a week later I uploaded it to a certain video platform. And there I found out that at least 10 other people had already taken a video of that incident. And this also means that I didn't look at all of them, but very likely me taking a video that I am also on a number of those other videos. So we happily participate in the gathering of information, dissemination of information, and save the authorities, we save the state, as they produce, we save the commercial entity and police are doing something putting it up on the web, and the best thing is we very much enjoy doing it. So we have to be, in the future we have to be very careful about how we deal with
something to do with that
community-based surveillance.
And drown out voices that are really much more important.
Have resolved information and communication, really.